New York papers are noting today that the weather has meant that the unemployed, including the homeless, are getting above minimum wage jobs shoveling snow. It's very small jobs comfort. But what has been the impact of weather on the total economy? Evan Gold is Senior Vice President of Planalytics. They provide weather-related intelligence to businesses including Walmart and Dunkin' Donuts. He joins us from Berwyn, Pennsylvania. Evan, this isn't the first winter businesses have had to deal with, but what has been the impact of this particularly rough winter?
Hi, Robin. Yes, it has been pretty significant just based on not only the amount of storms that have happened, which are above normal, but certainly the population center. So most of the major markets in the eastern two-thirds of the U.S. have been significantly impacted, which is not only impacting consumer-based products, but heating, and it's been all of the reports, January manufacturing reports for metal and petroleum and plastic. So it's pretty widespread.
Tell us more about that. So metal products, rubber products, coal products. How does weather shut them down?
Just think simply in the fact that when weather prohibits people from just getting to their place of work, right, then therefore people can't operate. Or if weather has an impact because, you know, the power outages that we're experiencing now in large parts of the Northeast, those factories shut down. So when you lose a day or because people can't get to work or the factories are closed, those are typically days that, you know, they're difficult to make up.
Or I'm understanding, too, that truck lines, delivery lines can be shut down.
Yes, that can happen as well, simply just based on the fact that they can't get out on the roads and can't get to their destinations and deliver the goods that they have.
Well, and we know last year was a big one for car sales, but we're hearing it's the same with car sales. If those big trucks can't get the cars to the showrooms, they can't be sold.
And, you know, the other part is, look, people are stuck in their homes, right? So even if they're in the showrooms, people can't get out and look at them. And certainly, you know, it's difficult to look at a car when it's covered in snow. So certainly much less to do a test drive. I don't know anybody that wants to do a test drive in the middle of the snow unless you're buying a four-wheel drive.
Right. January car sales off 3%, although we don't know if that's true in, say, Arizona, you know,
that's
where it's completely different. But Ford, their fleet sales off 14% in January because they couldn't fill orders that they already had. We know that the airlines have really been hit hard, canceling 49,000 flights, delaying another 300,000 in January. That's 30 million passengers. What's the dollars there? Do you know?
The estimate there is $2.5 billion just to passengers alone. So that's a huge impact that, you know, in a lot of cases just simply does not get made up because consumers don't rebook those trips, especially on the business side. You know, they turn them into webcast meetings, et cetera.
Take us further. Where else are you seeing the weather impact business, manufacturing, the economy?
Well, overall, you know, there are certainly some winners and losers. Certainly on the winner side, anybody that's selling online goods because customers are stuck at home. So what do? They turn to the web, assuming they have power, and order goods on demand for cable companies, restaurant deliveries, and then anything that's selling need-based products, so convenience stores, grocery stores, home centers to go get the bread, milk, ice melt, rock salt, et cetera. You know, on the loser side, certainly mall-based stores, anything that is really discretionary purchasing, entertainment centers like movie theaters, certainly sit-down restaurants see an impact, simply based on the fact that customers aren't going out and the traffic decreases pretty significantly.
Yeah. But again, if you're staying home, Netflix, things like that are maybe seeing a little uptick.
That's exactly right. It's a great opportunity. And, you know, some businesses that recognize that can send a note out saying, hey, you know, come to Netflix and watch our latest movie, or some type of offer that says, hey, we're open for business. We're here for you.
You remind us that cold weather has an impact on the family budget.
It certainly does, you know, because the amount that people are spending right now to heat their homes, you know, anywhere from, you know, 25-50% more this January than a typical January, when those heating bills come due 30 days from now and they have to pay them, that'll have an impact on spending in February as well.
And how do you use what we know about weather to advise people?
Sure. So, you know, certainly most businesses plan off of a cadence from last year, and weather very rarely repeats on a year-over-year basis. So understanding what happened last year to help inform what's going to happen the following year is really what business weather intelligence is all about, and helping customers understand based on historical not only weather patterns but consumption patterns. What drives somebody in Boston to go buy a product is different than somebody in, say, Baton Rouge. So we help businesses understand how weather drives their customers and then plan for that.
Well, we all know that in the spring, you're probably going to be looking for more allergy medication, but what deeper do you know about that?
spring is a great example. And March of 2012 was the warmest March across the U.S. that we've ever had, I think 118 years. March of last year was one of the coldest. With the exception of California, it was a top 10 coldest primarily in the Southeast. So, you know, when you think about those two extremes, businesses are now trying to figure out, okay, what's going to happen this March? Well, we've already informed our customers around where the opportunity is going to be for allergy medication, where it's likely to be warmer, where it's likely to be colder, but more importantly, how much more they're going to sell based on that year-over-year change.
Oh, fascinating. Just tell us, what are some of the things you think that people will be flocking to buy this spring?
With all the wintry weather that's been happening, certainly there's going to be some pent-up demand. But when you think about March, you know, all your traditional home good products and seasonal apparel should do very, very well this year, not only because of that pent-up demand, but for many markets that were simply colder last year and less favorable in March, we would expect, you know, a favorable start to spring for a lot of those seasonal categories.
As the pendulum just continues to swing back and forth in the weather.
Yes. Weather is certainly, you know, it's very, very volatile, and that's really what we help businesses plan off of, is that volatility and understand what that means.
And climate change is all about weather extremes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Evan Gold, Senior Vice President of Planalytics. They provide weather-related intelligence to businesses and to us. Evan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.